Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Build Four Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are, the free Odyssey app. Good Monday morning. Hope you had a wonderful Father's Day weekend. We went into the weekend riding high with the Mets and Yankees and talked about how great they were and things going so well. Well, this was a get humbled spot, a get humbled weekend for the Yankees and the Mets. And I think there's a little bit more concern with the Mets rotation than we have had the entire year. I don't want to go crazy, and I want to say that all of a sudden all this goodwill that has been built up and all the great things we've said about the pitching lab evaporate after what happened this weekend, and all the great things we said about the offense evaporate after this weekend. It happens. There's peaks and valleys, but certainly a little more concern than we ever had. Aaron Judge looked like playoff Aaron Judge over the weekend, but you know he's going to break out of that. The Rafael Devers trade shocks the baseball world as things seem to have been settled after spring training. Well, guess not. There was a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes there. Plenty more. Great finish to the U.S. Open. NBA final. Stanley Cup final. Knicks still don't have a coach. We're going to have a big one today. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. I'm doing well. Yeah, I'm a little frustrated about watching the Mets, for sure. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, Pete Alonso still can't throw the first base and they lose Kodai Senga, no matter what Kodai Senga says. You know, Pete Alonso's first base follies over there end up causing a hamstring injury. And I believe it was because of where that ball was thrown on Friday. And I know that people are saying that I was the mush because I came in here and I said on Friday, look, it's not like they have a lot of guys, but they do have some quality guys coming back that eventually the game takes care of itself, meaning that, you know, we always talk about, oh, what about this decision that's going to have to be made when John Carlos Stanton comes back, and when this decision is going to be made when Sean Manaea is going to come back. Hey, the game always seems to be ahead of everything else. And lo and behold, Kodai Senga pulls a hamstring of God. I'm just covering first base, for God's sake. And I to me, the fact that he had to elevate and he had to reach for that ball. And you know what's the amazing thing to me is I was listening to Moose the other day. I think it was yesterday.
You love weekend programming.
Oh, I do.
WFAN.
I do.
It's one of your favorite things.
I love the little Moose talk on a Sunday.
Love the weekend program.
Especially Father's Day. And he's, you know, just talking
doing
about
his thing.
Yeah, doing his thing, talking about taking his boys to a movie to see Lilo and Stitch, and he's crying at it. So
he's crying at Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, Lilo and Stitch. Yeah, I guess it was very emotional at the end of the movie for him. I don't know what to tell you. Well, but he did make some very good points, and one of the, you know, a couple of the points that that Moose was making that I totally agree with. You know, it's a 162-game season, and, you know, you're going to run into moments like this, and you can't overreact to them, and the team has to react to their poor play over the weekend, both teams for that matter. And, you know, the Mets are going to have a very important series now down in Atlanta. This is where you got to bury them. You got to go down there and you got to go bury them. And of course, the Yankees open today with the Angels, who are not a great team, let's face it. And they got to get back on track as well. But, I mean, at the end of the day, this is a long, long season. And we're all going to go through moments like this. And they're both in down moments right now. Their key hitters are not hitting. And, you know, how many times have we been down this road before?
Yeah, and it seems like when the Mets win, the Phillies lose. And when the Mets lose, the Phillies win. Is now the Mets with a little bit of a losing streak. The first time they've gotten swept the entire year. And, of course, the Philadelphia Phillies are winning and having a little bit of a winning streak and have now cut that lead to 2.5 games. But, yeah, I mean, this is not panic situation. We still are here. It's June 16th today. They're a really, really good team. Both teams are really, really good teams. Just don't want it to spiral. And this is what good teams do, is they don't let it spiral and they don't let it turn into something. And I do feel like the Yankees, who, you know, get swept by the Red Sox, that lead is cut down and the Red Sox are right there now in the AL East, and then trade away Rafael Devers, sort of like made that weekend, that bad weekend, go away. Now, we're not in tune with everything that's going on there in Boston.
We knew at the beginning of the year, once they brought in Bregman,
right,
that there was an issue, and Rafael Devers made it public.
Right. So, but all that was out there in the beginning of the year, and he got off to a miserable start, so much so that it looked like he was tanking his season to get out of there, like pulling a James Harden. But then all of a sudden, he starts hitting, and he's back up there in the top offensive categories, and the Red Sox are winning. So I'm thinking, okay, well, they're not going to trade him now. And if they do, they got to at least wait to the trade deadline to make sure that they could drum up some interest. Well, apparently things had gotten so terrible between the Red Sox and Rafael Devers. They flew out to Kansas City, meaning the Red Sox brass flew out to Kansas City when they're on the road and had a sit-down meeting with him. And they came out of it basically saying that we're paying this guy way too much money for him to act like this, and we don't care about his production. We got to get him out of here. And they did in a shocking move, because it felt like he's wearing that silly Muppet thing in the dugout when he's hitting home runs. He looks like he's having a good time. His numbers are up. But then, as you say a lot, you never know what's going on behind the scenes. And this had gotten so bad.
And the agent and the front office are having discussions.
Yeah.
So, because he's complaining to the agent. He wants his agent to get him out of there. And it's really unfortunate the way this went down. But I do actually take my hat off to the Red Sox. They're not going to sit around and have a guy that they're paying that much money to become such a pain in the ass. And it's not a player's. I always hate this. The owners and the coaches, and in this case, the manager, the manager does have a lot to say about it. Joey Cora, I think there's a lot of respect that's afforded to him in that dugout and in that organization.
Alex Cora.
Alex Cora, yep. Right. And they are, they're not going to sit around and wait. I mean, I wish more teams would do stuff like this. You know, I mean, that we make fun of James Harden and getting out of Houston. I don't necessarily know that Rafael Devers was compromising his.
Yeah, well, he turned it around. Yeah, but the first couple of weeks, he looked like he didn't want to play.
I'm not going to accuse him of that, but I will accuse him of being a cancer in the locker room. And they and the Red Sox ownership, the Red Sox management staff, they all have to see that or feel that, or this wouldn't happen.
Sure. I mean, it must have been so bad for them that they couldn't wait. But it's on the outside looking in, it's tough timing for a team that started to win. And this guy was producing as much as he was producing. And I guess, you know, you would think, you know, you really couldn't convince him to buy in. You really couldn't, and the American League. How many times we talked about the American League being wide open? The American League is down and the Yankees should cakewalk to the World Series and all of that. So the Red Sox are starting to win. And they're right there, and you would think that they'd be able to get everybody on the same page and just be like, listen, man, we're winning, you're hitting, we got through this whole thing, let's get to the end of the year and discuss it. But I don't know what was said If he now apparently demanded a trade in spring training, and when they sat down with him in Kansas City, maybe they did try, and maybe they said all those things and said, can we just try to get to the end of the year? We're trying to win here. And he said something along the lines of absolutely not. Get me the hell out of here. I hate you guys. And then that was that.
And now the San Francisco Giants get a chance to spend money without having to dive into free agency.
Right.
And because nobody wanted to play there, due in large part, I'm telling you, to taxes, which is a real thing. But they do receive four players in return.
Well, and people are like, well, these aren't even their top of the top prospects. Well, they're paying the entire $250 million left on his contract. So,
which seems like a bargain if he plays like he played this weekend.
Exactly. But that's what you usually see with trades. You either have a team that has to pay the remaining number when they trade him away and get hot, bigger prospects, or you get okay prospects, and then the team that is receiving the good player ends up paying the freight. So
it's kind of like what happened with the New York Rangers and the Chris Kreider trade. As much as I'm brokenhearted over the fact that I can't believe I'm a sports fan and I'm talking like I'm brokenhearted, but Boos was brokenhearted at the end of Lilo and Stitch. Lilo and Stitch. I really do feel like there was an emptiness when they traded him, but Anaheim took on the entire contract. You know, you get back a prospect and you switch picks and things of that nature, but you know, Chris had so many great memories here. And this is where, you know, whether it be Chris who, you know, was understanding as to why he wanted to leave, or Chris Drury trying to retool this team, it's tough. And I'm sure it's tough for Red Sox fans, especially with Rafael Devers coming on now as of late.
Yeah, so it was sort of, there were some comparisons made yesterday about this and the Luka trade in the sense that it was shocking at what time that it happened. Right, but... I was waiting for it. It took 2.5 seconds. No, but the reason why I think that it's different, and like I know that the Red Sox fans seem to be more mad at their organization. Why is this happening? He's hitting. You just swept the Yankees. We're starting to feel good about the season. But, you know, Luka didn't want out of Dallas.
He wanted his $345 million extension. He wanted.
Sure, absolutely, just like any other player would. But it's not like he was begging. He wasn't being a problem in the locker room. He wasn't not buying in as far as a like telling the team, get me out of here, I can't play here, where Devers was. So I do think that the Red Sox fans should probably at some point put a little bit of this, if not half of it, on Rafael Devers. No?
For Luka was too many trips to the OK Corral, and also became the Wade Boggs of the NBA, just slamming beers left and right.
You know what I mean, though, about the Red Sox fan, though, and like in comparison,
100%.
Like they got to be a little bit more pissed off at Rafael Devers than the Mavericks fan was about Luka Doncic.
Some sloppy-ass drunk.
Well, the other thing, too, is that, reading about Travis Kelce, this is another athlete that towards the end of last season looked like he put on a lot of weight, looked like he got slow. All of a sudden, he's done this whole offseason transformation, and he's lost some weight. He's lost some body fat, and he's going to try to become the Travis Kelce that he was 5 years ago. And, you know, hopefully Luka's going to do that. Hopefully, any other player, Carl Anthony Towns, will do that. It's a real thing. But Rafael Devers wasn't traded because of that. He was traded because he was upset that they signed Bregman to play third base.
Yeah, and he never was able to fully get over it. Now, I mean, I don't want to say to his credit because he handled this horribly, but he did end up having a really, really productive season and was in the midst of putting together another massive offensive season that he's prone to do. So it's not like something that crushed him for the entire year. The first couple of weeks he was miserable and couldn't get a hit, and it was really bad, but he rebounded in a huge way. So yeah, I mean, this is, you know, the Red Sox are one of those teams that you don't expect to lose their best homegrown players. They're one of the few organizations in the sport where you're like, they shouldn't be losing their homegrown players. They should be signing these guys and keeping them. And now both Mookie Betts and Rafael Devers are gone.
Could you imagine if they had them both?
Yeah.
And they were playing like the way that they were playing when they got their huge contracts?
Well, I mean, they did at one point. They had them both, and things were going pretty well.
But I also think there has to be a real sense of, like, does the guy want to belong here, and why are we paying him this much money to ultimately be a pain in the ass, if in fact that's what he was behind the scenes?
Yeah, so that was one of the quotes that came out of this. So one of the guys who covers the Red Sox said that, you know, the Red Sox brass believe that when you give someone $300 million, responsibilities come with that, and he was not meeting those responsibilities. That's basically
exactly. You want a guy like that to be a leader. You know, it goes back to the NBA thought process. If you're a leader like a Michael Jordan or a Larry Bird or a Magic Johnson or Isaiah Thomas is going to lead their team and do what the coach is asking of them to do in practice, on the court, in timeout huddles, then it's so much easier to coach those guys. But if one of those guys goes sideways on you, you're screwed. You're going to lose your job. Your staff is going to lose their job. And, you know, in the case of the Knicks, you know, I'm still in shock. I still don't know what to tell you.
I really don't.
The more we move away from this, and the more bizarre it becomes.
Yeah.
Especially with the roommates podcast.
Well, yeah, so you weren't here. We talked about that Friday. Yeah, what'd you think of it when you heard some of the stuff that came out of it? Because they really, you know, they didn't address much of the future at all. I mean, they gave Tibbs a bunch of credit, and then Josh Hart was acting as if the fans were crapping on Tibbs more than he deserved, where I felt like it's been the exact opposite. You know, and BT sent a tweet to him that basically was right. Was like, all right, apparently your teammates went into those exit meetings and slammed this guy enough for the owner to make this decision. So how about you go to tell those guys stop slamming Tibbs?
You know, I think that there is a part of the fan base that wanted Tom Thibodeau to be fired. I totally understand that. That's their right to have that opinion. But if that's what, in the eyes of Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson, precipitated the fact that he got fired, that's asinine. I mean, that is absolutely asinine, because we sit here every single day and talking through everything that went on with the Knicks this year. The one reoccurring theme was the guys love playing for Tom Thibodeau. They love playing for him. Maybe Mikal Bridges doesn't. I don't know. He just got here. Karl Anthony Towns just got here. Maybe those two guys are the guys that didn't buy into the Tom Thibodeau, because I just think to myself, like, what would Jalen Brunson be without Tom Thibodeau? What would Josh Hart be without Tom Thibodeau? You know, when Josh Hart was traded for initially, he was traded to come off the bench. And next thing you know, because of injuries, he found himself in a starting role. And guess what? This season, he played like the most minutes.
Yeah, well, we're going to find out what those guys are without him, because next season they're not going to have him. Who they're going to have is still up in the air. I guess Taylor Jenkins and Mike Brown are the two guys right now at the top of the list. It's been a weird one.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Cloudy, foggy Monday morning here.
What else is new?
Yeah, it does look like it's going to get very nice for next weekend, but I'm sure the forecast will change to 65 and drizzle at some point between now and then.
I think next Tuesday, 101.
Seriously. So it was interesting. Friday and Saturday, I was down in Maryland, and it was like 92 degrees and 75% humidity.
Wow.
It's just, and then Saturday night, just a brutal thunderstorm. This was after the USA parade, the Army parade.
Right.
And it was, I remember my time at Maryland because the thunderstorms just come rolling through. And when they came through, man, they were violent. And certainly Saturday night was one of those.
Yeah. And up here, it's March 95th as we continue to roll through late spring. All right, Jerry, what's going on over there?
We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. A lousy weekend for the Mets and the Yankees as they got clobbered in six straight, 3-3. We'll pick it up in Boston where the Red Sox beat the Bombers.
First pitch swinging. This could be trouble headed towards the Green Monster, left side, and hits at the very top. And they are calling it a home run. The third base umpire, Jeremy Rehak, made the call. Home run for Devers. 2-0 Boston.
And that was Dave Sims with the call here on the Fan. Yes, and 2-0 would be the final as Brian Baio threw seven innings, a three-hit ball with eight strikeouts for the win. We'll get to the game stuff first before we do the Devers story. But Trevor Story with an RBI single to open the scoring. Here was Max Fried. He went seven. He took the loss, two runs over seven.
Coming here, obviously you want to win. So, obviously we're disappointed and definitely wish the outcomes were different.
Yes, but they were not. Also wishing the outcomes were different is Aaron Judge, who had the big home run, although they lost the game, had the big home run in the ninth inning Friday, but, well, that was it. 1-for-12 with nine strikeouts over the weekend. No,
it's amazing. He could strike out nine times.
Yeah, in a weekend, pretty much.
Yeah, just couldn't really get anything going. I felt like at home we swung at bats well. Here we just couldn't really string those couple at bats together and kind of drive some runs across. I feel like they scored first every game and kind of put us in a hole and just weren't able to dig out of it.
Yep, no runs on Sunday as the Yankees fall to 42-28. The Red Sox a game over 500. But then, of course, you got the news afterwards that Boston traded Devers to San Francisco for pitchers Jordan Hicks, Kyle Harrison, and a couple of prospects. One, I think, their first-round pick last year. I believe, as the story goes, he was either on the plane or they were getting set to put him on the charter. And then they said, hey, come back. And then they brought him back to Fenway Park to give him the news, or at least he was told on the way there. Now, we mentioned the Giants, which is where he's going. Last night, they lost to the Dodgers 5-4. Clayton Kershaw was a guest on ESPN discussing the Devers deal.
How about that trade? That's wild. Buster's really doing it. Not only Buster Posey's really doing it over there. Good, you know, good for Buster, man. He's going for it. You know, I consider Rafi one probably, you know, top 10 hitters in the game at worst.
And now with a new address. So with the Yankees being swept, they lead Tampa by 3.5 games atop the AL East. That's a lot to do with.
You know, it's got to be like, I'm just thinking about this whole Devers thing. He must have been miserable when he came to work, or they must have been miserable with his attitude, or the agent for Rafael Devers was just in the ear of the GM of the Red Sox constantly saying, get rid of him. He doesn't want to be here. Doesn't want to be here. Doesn't like it. And, you know, I'll tell you, when he hits this ball off the wall for the home run, you see how he ran out of the box? I mean, he wasn't like he was dogging it or anything. I mean, why he wasn't sure this was going to be a home run. This wasn't like a Juan Soto trot out of the, you know, out of the box. He took off out of there.
Yeah, I mean that's from a previous game, but that was not against the Yankees. But yeah, I mean they tried to talk to him in Kansas City and probably said something along the lines of, "Hey, we'd like to, you're hitting, we're playing well, we'd like to keep you here. Are you ready to buy into what we're doing?" And he said, "No. Get me out of here. I can't do this." And they said, okay, fine. We're paying you $300 million. You don't want to be here. You're not buying into the team concept. So go screw. So we'll see if it ends up hurting them. But, you know, Alex Cora, everybody in the Red Sox front office, ownership, nobody could get him to buy back in after the Bregman transaction.
Hey, Jeff in New Jersey, what's happening?
What's up, guys? You guys are, you know, you're being really rough on Rafael Devers right now. Put yourself in his position, right? You're the starting third baseman of the Red Sox. You're one of the best hitters in baseball. And then your own front office does you dirty by signing Alex Bregman, a cheater, a clown from the Astros for no reason. They didn't need him. They already had a third baseman. So I would be pissed off too. I would become a cancer too. Could you blame the guy?
I don't know. For $300 million, I would think that you would, you know, fall in line and do whatever's in the best interest of the team. And I think the Red Sox probably felt like, okay, let's add Alex Bregman with his better defensive metrics and also an offensive player, and let Rafi just be a DH in base, and this way we'll extend his career, and plus he'll, you know, be batting in a lineup with much better hitters around him.
Yeah, I mean, not every athlete gets the exact situation that they want to be in all the time. Some handle it like this, some handle it like a pro. And I mean, it could have been a little bit of a bruised ego. But to force himself out of there because he was that upset about it was extreme.
We almost had this situation here when the Yankees brought A-Rod in.
Yeah, but
Jeter was like, hey, I'm playing shortstop.
Well, Devers was saying the same thing in Boston.
Yeah, but then A-Rod said, well, just so I can come to the Yankees and I can pacify everybody and make my $250 million, I'll go play third base, which he was very good at. But, you know, because you're not replacing the captain at shortstop. Remember, the Yankees would have never made that deal had Jeter said, you know, there's no way it's happening. Jeter said, as long as he's playing third base and I'm a shortstop, I'm good. And the Yankees made sure of that. All I know about this whole thing is that the agent behind the scenes had to be a literal pain in the ass to the GM and to the ownership of the Red Sox.
Yeah, Jerry, when you said we almost had that situation here, I thought you were talking about when Mike came back and then moved Carlin to the midday show.
Go f*** yourself.
That was not what I was referencing.
Well, that's nice.
All right, as for the Mets and Rays, Tampa within 3.5 of the Yankees because they took all three this weekend.
Well, runners lead second and first. The 1-0 hit hard towards first, past the diving Alonso. Base hit rolling down the line and into the right field corner. Lowe has scored. Caminero around third. He's coming home. McNeil will not make a relay throw to the plate as Caminero dives across the plate with a head-first slide.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose on Mets Odyssey Radio. Yeah, made it 6-0, and then you got the 3-run homer from Junior Caminero to make it 9-0, the final score. The Rays clobbered the Mets on Father's Day. Here was Carlos Mendoza. It was more than the hitting. We weren't good. You had the wild pitch when the guy was trying to bunt. The couple goes to the screen. You had the bad play in the field. Here was Mendoza.
You got to give them credit, but at the same time, we gave them too many free passes, and we gave them extra outs, and they're going to make you pay. That's a team that I've been saying it. They put the ball in play, and they play the small ball.
And it worked. And the Mets, I think it was 9 walks by Met pitching yesterday they issued to the Rays. You also had to play at third base on the bunt with Beatty. Oh, you didn't know what to do.
I mean, it's
it was
just
bad.
When they lose games, they look bad.
They do it spectacularly.
I mean, and when they lose players to injury, they look bad.
Well, Brett Beatty, I mentioned him. He's got a groin injury now. Concerned?
Well, I want to see how it feels tomorrow first. I think what we're going to do is just take it day by day because something like this has happened to me in the past, and I responded well to treatment and stuff, so... we're just going to see how it feels tomorrow.
We shall see. Griffin Canning, the loss, 6 runs, 4 hits, 5 walks over, 4 1/3. Shane Baz, 6 2/3, 3-hit ball for the win. The Rays take all 3. Mets off today in Atlanta tomorrow. They lead Philly by 2.5 games now in the NL East.
Time to step on the pedal, though. They got to go to Atlanta now.
Agreed. No question.
They got Philly in this stretch as well.
Yep. Big week and a half.
I would say so, Jerry.
Mm-hmm. American J.J. Spawn won the U.S. Open. We will pick this up on NBC after he drained that 64-footer.
In one of the most unlikely final round Sundays in U.S. Open history, J.J. Spawn closes the deal with a birdie at the last.
And a very lengthy putt. Here was Spawn. Started lousy, but he did figure it out. I believe he had like 4 bogeys in his first 5 holes to start the day. But the back nine after the weather delay really seemed to help him.
I was trying to just dig deep, hit some good shots coming in. The weather delay we had was very kind of just changed the whole vibe for the day. I kind of leaned on that whole experience where I came back after the delay at the Players and I just... You know, kept pushing, and I did that today, and bounced back and fought really
hard. That's where we lost to Rory, right?
Yes. In the playoff. Yeah. And by the way, you know, yesterday this golf course was playing at a par 70, only 2 par 5s. So you know, he shot 2 over yesterday and won. You know, that was a real testament. That was a real great back nine that he played. And he's right; he did reset because he birdied 12 and then went on to birdie 3 more holes after that.
Well, and then finished birdie too, and you had guys like Sam Burns and Adam Scott after the weather delay where the wheels came completely off, and that water ruling definitely screwed Sam Burns, and he should have been able to get a free drop. However, you know, he was double bogeying his ass off on other holes too, so that wasn't necessarily an excuse, but I mean, it's the mental test, I think, more than anything, as you saw all these guys start losing their mind. You know, Sam Burns losing his mind. Adam Scott going in a hole.
Tyrell Hatton
losing it. And Spawn just the entire time, just steady. And that's what really won him this thing.
I mean, his front nine was terrible. I think he shot 40.
Awful. Right.
40 on the front and 32 on the back for a 72. Oh, 2 over par.
Yep.
Round in the final round of the, but really where he won this golf tournament. Yeah, the second nine yesterday. But he shot a 66 on day one.
Yeah, that's right. I remember, and that was the talk of it on Friday morning. So he's got to be on this Ryder Cup team, you would imagine, at this point, right?
I would think so.
I mean, he finished second in the Players. He won the U.S. Open. I mean, he's got to have worked his way onto that team.
You would think he would have, but, you know, you never know.
No, I think it's by points. I think he would have to.
But they also have captain's picks.
Yeah, I know, but I think that if you earn it, you earn it. But it'll be interesting anyway. He'd be a guy that I would want on that team, though, with the balls that he had yesterday after that delay, the way that he started and came back. I mean, that was impressive.
And here was Hatton as he is talking to the media with Spawn making the putt.
Nice, hold it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Unbelievable. What a putt to win. That's incredible.
By the way, he's become my favorite golfer now.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
This guy is a spark plug.
Yeah, he's fun. He's fun to watch.
Yes, he is. Is he the one that was on Friday or Saturday? He's like, F this course, just F this place.
Oh, yeah.
It was Hatton, right?
It had to have been. I didn't see that one in particular, but he said the funniest stuff when he's mic'd up and he hits a bad shot. It's incredible.
And he also, I think, is the one that threw the microphone on Friday
or Saturday.
Oh, that was Shane Lowry?
Yeah, I think that was Lowry.
They're just like all of us when they play a tough golf course.
Very
so,
reality.
By the way, you could put your handicap in for Oakmont in your gin, in your gin app, and see what your handicap would be. I think it was on Thursday, they had the ability to show you your handicap from where they were playing from.
Oh, okay.
But they do have championship tees, which would also be the back tees there. My handicap would go up from like 9. All the way up to 21.
Oh, wow.
I believe it.
And that's from the championship tees. Right. That's not from the tees
playing
that
they were
playing.
Playing it the way they play it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
And by the way, something going on with Rory. It's weird. He is losing his mind. And it's something to keep an eye on, because if he's still acting like this come Bethpage Black of the Ryder Cup, he is going to punch a fan in the face.
A fan, well, and the media, too.
Yeah, I mean, and the fact that he said, by the way, this guy just completed the career Grand Slam. He won the Masters. He came back, said he doesn't have any motivation. And then he basically said that he didn't care about making the cut or not. And then when asked about what do you expect to do tomorrow, when he made the cut on Friday, he goes, I just want to play a 4.5 hour round and get the hell out of here. Like, what?
Yeah.
What's wrong with this guy?
There is something wrong with him. And now the next thing is Royal Port Rush, one of my favorite golf courses in the entire world, where the Open Championship will be, and that's his backyard.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see if he gets dialed in for that.
Tonight in Oklahoma City, Game 5 NBA Finals with the Thunder and Pacers. That series, it's amazing. This is still going on.
Yeah.
Tied 2 games apiece. You had Tyler Hero on the Aiden Ross Show. Did you see any of this?
I did. I saw all of it, actually.
Okay, so here is where they're doing this live Twitch stream, whatever the hell it is. It's him and these two guys. Aiden Ross is one of them, obviously. And they're talking basketball. They're talking all sorts of things. They're responding to viewer comments as well. And they have the AI that tells them about a tip they get and then the next question.
Rez Daddy tipped $1. Hey, Tyler, do you think a prime Wilt would be top 5 in today's league?
I don't even know what Wilt looked like, played like.
Do you think he dropped 100?
Yeah. Do you think history's like a real thing?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, but I don't think he dropped 100.
Are you serious?
You don't?
Doesn't believe in history. Here he kind of went on.
You don't believe in shit that happened like 200 years ago?
About the moon landing?
Hell no.
Wait, really?
What about the moon landing?
No, I don't believe in that.
Oh.
I don't believe anything that happened before 1950.
Yeah, way to get your dates right there. I mean, God. And by the way, he's also a very religious guy, so doesn't believe in history, but believes.
But he believes in
okay.
The Bible.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
You don't believe something happened like 200.
Here you go.
You don't believe something happened like 200 years ago.
Yeah, like how do we know? Like how do we know when did he come to America or the land or whatever?
True.
They said 1492.
But there's no way of really knowing if it was him.
Right, and then they said it could be some guy named Bob instead. And then there was a commenter that said he never read anything.
Tyler never read a book.
Don't talk to my mans like that, bitch.
They said they documented it. See, y'all believe
okay,
that.
Like
I believe
video?
That.
Yeah.
Dead. I never read that shit in school.
Yo. Oh, wow.
Some stupid. Dumbest collection of people in one place.
Yeah, I agree.
In the history of the world.
The Knicks planning to interview Mike Brown and Taylor Jenkins this week for the.
Oh, so now we're getting to Mike Brown, finally.
You are getting to Mike Brown.
Finally.
He was fired by Sacramento, I believe, early in the season. So he's available. And Taylor Jenkins was let go when they were 45 and 20 something. And I don't
know if it's because
of John Morant or.
Yeah, John Morant.
Don't know.
Maybe they can get along or something.
Potentially. The Grizzlies trading Desmond Bane to the Magic for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Cole Anthony, 4 unprotected first round picks. I don't understand. And one first round swap as well.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
I know you will appreciate this. I had my own golf outing this past weekend, a little reunion.
Yeah.
With the quarterbacks at Maryland, the quarterback before me, Bob Milkovich, the quarterback after me, Frank Reich, and the quarterback after him, Stan Gelbaugh. Played at a beautiful place down in Bethesda, Maryland. And, it gets very competitive.
Oh, of course.
Very competitive. And I'm very happy to say, and I'm sure he's watching right now, Stan Gelbaugh got waxed.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
Stan, I know how it feels, man.
Yeah. I just want to let him know that, I appreciate him, love him to death, but you got waxed. I told him I was going to say that this morning.
Yeah.
He was just talking so much crap the whole time.
Oh, see, that's what happened.
I'm trying to get you off your game. You can't let that happen.
You can't do that. You got to respect the golf gods. And by the way, we are very fortunate tomorrow to be able to play Bethpage Black.
Are you ready for this?
I am. Trust me, and I know I'm as ready as I'll ever be. But I am. I know it's going to be difficult. I know I'm not good enough to go out there and play well. But I'm going to do my best, as always, have a great time, and just really respect where I'm at and understand how special it is to be on the grounds just a couple of months before a Ryder Cup.
Right, you're going to have a nice long walk. You better get your golf bag changed out.
Yeah, sure I know. I'm actually doing that today.
Okay, good. It's a lot of hills over there.
I love walking the golf course. I think it's awesome. It's the best. So
it's nice when they're flat, though.
Yeah, that is true. But we'll have a good time. So we got so we have your son-in-law with us tomorrow.
Yes, we do. Yes.
I thought we had a chance to win this thing because we originally had Cal Clutterbuck, who is a +2. Handicap.
It's fortunate for him. His daughter wants him to come and present something at school.
Oh, that's very nice. He has to do that. But now I don't believe it's going to be very difficult for us to win now because we lost our horse. I mean, we could have a chance, maybe a top five, but we lost our horse.
I mean, the Ken Do Kid, me and Matt, come on, we're pretty good golfers.
I didn't say that you weren't. I'm saying we
would
have had.
Sounds like you're throwing our team under the bus, I'm taking this as a really as an insult.
Time out. Here's the format is no handicaps, and it's gross best ball, and we would have had the best player in the field. That's just me evaluating this like a sports talk show host would.
I'm sure that other people in this field that are playing tomorrow, I'm sure there's a lot of low handicaps.
Yeah, but a +2. Long Island plus two hits a ball 340 yards.
I don't know.
I'm not knocking our team. I'm just saying it. We took a hit. We took a little bit of a hit.
I mean, that's knocking our team.
No, it's not. It's paying respect to Cal is what it is. Not knocking our team.
And insulting Matt.
A little bit. He's not as good as Cal. What do you want me to say? You know that. I know that.
He's been a little busy lately.
And he knows that. So this will be good for him to get out and get a breather from the Twins, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, the Twins are
How was that yesterday? Joy.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Father's Day. Faja's Day.
Yes.
Saw a great picture of you guys. Matt, you and Gunner holding up the grandbabies and the babies and the whole thing. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I got no presents, but they are my presents.
Yeah, I mean, you still expecting Father's Day presents?
No.
I don't want
anything. I really don't.
No, that's the thing. I mean, I don't ask for anything on Father's Day. What I try to do is I try to make Father's Day as easy as possible and not ask for anything to hope that sort of is remembered when Mother's Day comes around. But it never works. Mother's Day gets grander and grander and grander every year, and Father's Day gets lower and lower and lower on the list.
Yeah, how many rounds of golf has Gina played?
I don't know. How many bar classes has she got?
Okay.
Okay. You know, we each have our thing.
Yes, I know that. Yes. You know?
Let's go to John in Boston. What's going on, John?
Good morning, Boomer. Good morning, Gio. First of all, not a Red Sox fan, so I'm coming in from this trade at a different angle. I'm actually a San Francisco Giants fan, so I think you have three fan bases that are happy with this. Obviously, the Yankee fan base is thrilled because they don't have to face Devers 13 times a year. He destroys them.
Yes.
The Giants are happy because they finally have some sort of offensive weapon that they severely need. Red Sox fans are kind of torn, I think, guys. First of all, they wanted to move on from him, but they're sick and tired of hearing from John Henry that they're going to save $300 million. I mean, Fenway Park is a cash cow. I mean, they have plenty of money. They should compete with the Mets and the Yankees and the Dodgers in terms of spending money. But I think the biggest reason they wanted to move on from Devers is they just called up the number one prospect in baseball, Roman Anthony. A few weeks before that, a top 10 prospect in baseball in Marcelo Meyer. I don't think they want these young guys learning from Rafael Devers. What the Red Sox should do with that money they're saving is approach Alex Bregman and say, let's get something done long term. You'll be our leader. He's a completely different type player than Devers. He's a guy who works hard and is a natural leader, and I think that's what the Red Sox should do. Will they? Who knows? They don't like to spend money.
I know one thing, your point about bringing up younger players and not wanting to have them infected by somebody who's unhappy, especially your highest paid player, is a real thing. That is a real thing. So, you know, kudos to the Red Sox for doing that. Interesting, you know, Matt Chapman is the third baseman out in San Francisco.
Also a gold glover. That's not going to move.
It's not like he's moving and that, like, Devers is going to another situation that's going to be better for him to play the infield. And by the way, you know, when you think about the confines of Fenway Park, they fit a left-hander perfectly. But I guess also the same could be said about Peck Bell.
That's right. When he said that the Red Sox fans are tired of hearing the last caller said John Henry saying that we saved $250 million or $300 million, well, that better not be the case if you're the Boston Red Sox. Sure, you're not paying the rest of Devers' contract, but that money has to be reinvested in the team. You're not saving that money. You're just going to now allocate it to something else.
Eventually, they'll try to make a trade, maybe at the trade deadline, assume somebody's salary. That will be a big deal, and then in the offseason, they can go and spend it again, whether it be on extending Bregman or going after somebody else.
Yeah, trading for Juan Soto in a couple of years, or maybe when he opts out, they can sign him up there.
Ain't spending that money. Nobody's spending that money.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.